How would you know?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Whatever.
Okay.
Who's that in the background?
My family.
Tell them to be quiet.
Is this... Huh?
Tell them to be quiet now.
Lie to you, lie to you. We're waiting on everybody to come to Bible study.
He was like, who is this? Is there a day that's not Anna, India? Damn, what are y'all names?
I am leading Bible study tonight.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
But we're doing something different. We're doing a recap this evening. So everybody gets a chance to do a little talking. And then after that, we're going to go ahead and pray for one another for the new year.
Ooh. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling.
Because we were kids, you would be coming in.
Want to make you understand. Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down.
We're gonna get in trouble, Marcel. I mean, Lizzie.
That's the song that plays when you're waiting.
Never gonna give. Marcel was spraying cupcake with it with her coconut smell good spray, and she started swimming.
What the heck?
She was doing the swimming move. We got a dog that swims. Hello, greetings. How are you tonight? Hello?
Hi, greetings.
Hi. And this is Sister Hawanda?
Yes, it is.
Good. We're just waiting for others to come on. Me and my son, Lighty, are on here in you, so we're just waiting for others.
Hey, family. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
We are good. We're good.
Hey, how's KJ?
He's still in the hospital. However, we'll find out something Friday. He sounds better on the phone. They moved him where he's over an hour and a half away, so I can't visit him. He was like right next door to me where I'm in St. Mary's Hospital where I could walk over. But they moved. Yeah, they moved him over an hour and a half away.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
I did just talk to him. He sounds better on the phone.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're gonna keep him. We're gonna put him up in prayer tonight because Pastor Moreau has me over the Bible study tonight. But we're gonna do something different due to the new year being tonight. So I wanted to give everybody a chance to kind of recap, talk. And share with all of us on what we've been taught thus far. And then we can all pray for one another and pray for others before we end tonight.
Awesome.
You got to pray for T-Von, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
T-Von and your son.
Yes.
And wasn't there a lady that came right here named Sister Virginia?
Yeah.
We need to pray for her, too. I haven't heard of her in a long time. She hasn't even said anything about her condition.
Yeah.
Definitely keep those people in prayer. And also, too, keep, you know, like, we got to really start praying for, like, you know, the Christians around, you know, this planet and a lot of the Jewish people, because there's a lot of Jewish people are getting, like, murdered, like, really, on, like, a daily basis. And for a while, for like, you know, just, you know, being Jewish and stuff like that. So we got to keep, like, you know.
Hello, who just came on? Because I can't see the numbers tonight.
What did you say?
Hello?
I said, may I ask who came on? Because I want to greet everybody because I can't see the numbers tonight. Hello?
Hello?
Sister Hawanda?
I'm still here.
There was somebody else that came on.
Yeah, maybe they hung up.
Yeah, because I couldn't get onto the system. And because I tried 3-4 times, I couldn't even get on the system because it kept saying it was busy. And then I had called Pastor, and I still couldn't get on there. So
it sounded like
hello. Hello, whoever just came on.
This is Tara.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm welcoming everybody in for tonight. Doing good, and you?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. Happy New Year.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Tara and Tony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Happy New Year for you, too.
Well, Happy New Year.
All right.
So we're going to wait just a few more minutes to let everybody come into the room. Pastor Monroe asked me to oversee the phone call tonight. We're going to be doing something different for New Year's Eve. We'll be allowing people to talk and speak about what we have been learning over the last year of 2025. And then we'll also pray for one another, pray for others, so we could bring in our New Year's correctly.
Oh, yes, you're right. That sounds great.
Yeah. So we're just waiting for some more people to come into the room.
Okay.
And forgive me, you guys, I have a little cold, so you'll hear me coughing.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
So how's everybody's week? How has everybody's week been? Let's go around the room. Lai T, how has your week gone?
A lot, actually a lot has been going on, a lot of things that the Lord has shown me, especially when it comes to, you know, when he blesses you, people are still going to, you know, act a certain way. And, you know, Satan, from what I was noticing, because I'm very, you know, big on observing, you know, when things like this happens, you know, because I'm not going to get into detail on the blessings and stuff, because I'm just going to leave that between me and God. But a lot of blessings, but also at the same time, too, a lot of, like, joy trying to be stolen by individuals who are clearly, you know, not in God and stuff like that. And just really, like, seeing, like, how that works. Like, you can get blessed by the Lord, but at the same time, there could be, like, a form of opposition that comes upon you, too, that tries to, like, oh, you're going to get blessed? All right, I'm going to make it, you know, a little, you know, bad for you. I'm going to, you know, kill your mood. I'm going to, you know, try to take the joy away from, you know, what the Lord has blessed you with. And so I kind of like noticed that, just really seeing like a lot of the attacks, you know, just really paying attention to, you know, the way the demons and, you know, how Satan works, the unseen realm, you know, a lot of those things that, you know, we as Christians need to really train ourselves and really like put deep in our heart and our minds that, yes, there is something going on that we cannot see. And it's Absolutely. And it's very real. You know, there are demons and there are angels fighting around us every single day. There are monitoring spirits watching us every single day. Satan is not omnipresent, but he has a legion. He has legions of demons that are all around this planet, assigned for certain things, that are watching us on a daily basis, reporting back and forth and causing, you know, destruction, death, you know, all types of stuff. So just really getting that, you know, in my head, you know, getting that concept, but also to just understanding, you know, the grace of God and really like understanding like how he works when it comes to, you know, things are done in his time. So at the same time too, you know, he's not going to remove the thorn from your side, but he's going to have that grace. He's going to give you the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, and the strength to get through a lot of stuff. So that's my week.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to go with mine. I got a testimony real quick for everybody. My oldest daughter gave birth on December 18th. The baby wasn't supposed to be. The baby wasn't supposed to be. Thank you. The baby wasn't supposed to be due until the 28th of December, and she was going to be induced on the 23rd of December. But baby wanted to come early. So, make a long story short, I was there with my baby, and I was helping her push her baby out. What happened was, his heart rate fell really, really, really low, and so I assisted my daughter they put some oxygen on her, and they were like, you got to push them out. You got to get them out. And so this was right after her water had broke. And make a long story short, I had to say a prayer. The Holy Spirit prompted me right then and there. And I did it right in front of the doctors, the nurses, and everybody. And I said, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, please help this baby come out, because he wasn't coming out, because his heart rate had fell, because the umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck twice, and it was very, very tight. And so, after I said the prayer out loud, my daughter got the strength, and she pushed and she pushed, and his head came down. Because the doctor was saying, I want everybody woken up for everybody to get to the OR, because we might be doing an emergency C-section. So baby came down, and she said, I would like India for you to stop pushing when I deliver the head. So the head came out, and I looked, and I saw how blue he was. And so she cut the umbilical cord around his neck that was wrapped around twice. She finished delivering him, and she put him on top of mom, and I heard him cry. I picked up my cell phone. I walked around the bed. I went to the door. I closed the door, and I was in the hallway, and I called my husband, and I cried so hard that you could see all my tears in the hallway, all over the floor, because I was walking around, because I was shaking. So with that being said, after the birth, he was not bruised. He had no broken bones. Mom didn't have no tears, no nothing. Everything was A-okay. He was 7 pounds, 12 ounces, 20 inches long, super healthy. He was blue for about an hour, but they were waiting. They had brought the doctors in to make sure he'd be okay, and he was. So then, after that, yeah, he was. And so I was driving home at 2 a.m. Yeah. And I had the biggest heavenly revelation ever. I was in my truck, and I was driving 2 o'clock in the morning. And I thought about what God does for us, and him sending his precious son to go to the cross for us, to save us. Because in this world, we're all doomed from the time we are born. You know what I'm saying? To go to hell. Because we have sin in our flesh. And so when we come to Christ, he's the good news. He said, you're going to have all these troubles and trials and tribulations, all this stuff going to go down. But I'm the good news. I'm going to be there with you, and I'm going to protect you, and I'm going to come through for you. I'm going to answer prayers. I'm going to perform miracles and everything in the midst of everything that you go through in life. And I just hung my head when I was in my truck and just was bawling. Because I seen a full miracle.
Oh, wow. That's great.
A full miracle.
God.
Yes. Yes, he is. So I just wanted to share that with everybody. And sister, I forgot your name, the one that just came on.
Yeah.
Sister Juanda. Yeah, let's hear from you, Sister Juanda, and then we'll hear from everybody, and then we can go ahead and just start our conversation.
My week has been great, intentional about just staying in gratitude, because I feel like that's what where the enemy want to rob us of is our praise, you know?
Yeah.
So even in the midst of situations, I just find myself praising my way through, you know, and being mindful of my emotions and not allowing them to control or dictate how my day's gonna go, how my mood's gonna, you know, even if it's for a second, you know, to just even snap out of it. Like my daughter just left, because I watched my grandson while she worked, you know, and I'm like, I need a little downtime, because she was expecting me to just leave with her and go right to her house to bring in the new year. But I usually bring in the new year in church, you know, and
me
she just said that at the last minute. And I told her, you know, I have to have integrity about what I said I was doing before. You know, you planned that at the last minute, but she kind of left like she had an attitude, and I just had to let her be, you know. and enough about that and her mood to affect me, because I know I didn't do anything wrong, you know, is what she's dealing with, what she have going on with her, you know, and then still going to lift her up in prayer and pray that she have conviction for, you know, how for whatever she got going on. Because me, I'm quick to apologize to them, you know, if I could have easily went along with her, you know, emotional, the attitude she had, you know, and, you know, to even say something. And I said, nope, I'm not going to say one word. I'm going to let her leave right on up out the door. You know, she didn't let me kiss my grandbaby or nothing, you know, after I just watched him for a whole shift, you know, a whole 8 hours for, you know. All of that went out of the door when I didn't do what she wanted me to do. You know, all of that went out the door. So just being mindful of letting people have it. Like, okay, your stuff is yours, because, you know, I'm already over here managing mine, and that's what the goal is for me, to continue to grow. Because, hey, if I just have to be that example for you, that's good enough for me, you know, instead of allowing that to pull people back and forth so she can be satisfied in her whatever the situation was. Just wasn't gonna go there, and to y'all be the glory.
Amen. And the and sister, I forgot your name again, sister.
Yes.
How was your week?
My week has been wonderful. I felt like my granddaughter texted me something about 3 weeks ago, and she said that Alex said she couldn't talk to me no more. This 13-year-old girl, she said I lack self improvement and I lack self awareness. You know, I already kind of just had been feeling anxiety. I felt like I've been running from myself for a long time. So I called Brother Monroe, and I spoke with him. He told me, go to Romans, and said, every tongue shall confess. And I told him that I was ready for my relationship with God. And about 2 or 3 weeks after I spoke with him, my body changed. My body changed. It was a feeling. I didn't know what it was, but it felt so good. I've been talking to God since December 25th, and that feeling came again. And I always was telling him I would pray like, I was trying to pray like other people. But, you know, God gave me the strength to pray like I want to pray. It's been great, and he done came into my life. I never knew. When I used to be saying I had a relationship with God, it was something that I was saying. But now to know that I can feel it, that I can really feel that I got my relationship with him, I can feel my presence. His presence is here. And that's the best feeling I could ever feel. Everybody I see, I'm like, I found God in 56. And, you know, like my mother told me, I thought you already had a relationship with God.
Amen.
It's one thing knowing God, but when you really get to know him, a relationship with him, that's something totally different.
Very much so. Very much so. Well, praise God. I'm glad everybody had a good week. So, but we can go ahead and open with prayer. Sister Hawan, do you want to get us into prayer and open us up? And we'll just listen out for others that are coming in.
Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah, we just come to say thank you. Hallelujah. We come to say thank you. I thank you for what's transpired in everybody's week. Hallelujah. Knowing that we can take your goodness out of everything, because we know you said all things work together for the good of them that love y'all and that are called according to his purpose. So we thank you that what we have going on is purpose in our life and connected to you. Hallelujah. Knowing that we can do nothing that will work out perfectly for our good if we do it in our own agendas or with our own plans. So I pray right now that our desires and our goals and our plans be connected to you, Yah. Hallelujah. Mm. That you take over. Hallelujah. Do it right now, even before what they call the new year will be coming into play. Hallelujah. We pray that you take over every part of our being. Take over our language, our tongue. Hallelujah. Because you talk about everything that can be tamed, but the tongue has been the only thing that has not been tamed. So I pray right now that we all surrender our tongue to you. Hallelujah. Because I believe Holy Spirit can take over everything. Hallelujah. And the reason that the enemy don't want the tongue to be tamed, because he knows that life and death lies in the power of the tongue. Yes. So we come to seek life today. We come to seek life and death more abundantly, not just over ourselves, but over our children and over our children's children. I speak life over marriages. I speak life over broken fellowship and broken relationships. I speak life over the sick. I speak life over those who are ready to even give up on life right now. Hallelujah. That somebody have a plan to do something that don't line up with your will. And I decree and declare life and that more abundantly over them right now. Hallelujah. Somebody with suicidal thoughts, hallelujah, that their mind will be changed and transformed. Even right now, hallelujah, that your glory will be revealed through their life. Hallelujah. I pray right now, even for those who are locked away in prison, hallelujah, that they are worthy of the call, hallelujah, that they know that you don't do nothing by mistake, hallelujah. So we call out our brother Tiba unto you, hallelujah, that he walk in purpose right where he is, knowing that you can use the goodness that you placed on the inside of him, that the captives will be set free, that the blind will see, hallelujah, that the lame will walk, hallelujah, and everywhere that his feet trample will turn to pure gold, hallelujah. I pray right now that you give him a double portion of your anointing. Hallelujah. That he see no evil or feel no evil, or that no hurt, harm, or danger will come nigh him. Hallelujah. That the souls will be affected. Hallelujah. That come in contact with him, that their life will change and transform forever. That you give them testimony after testimony after testimony. Hallelujah. And there's even those that's locked away in the mental institution. Hallelujah. I pray right now that they are still on assignment, that the devil cannot have them. So every demon, devil, witch, and warlock, and every fallen angel that fell from heaven that's assigned to Lucifer, we bind it up right now, and we loose them to the pits of hell from which they come. But when you say when we cast out a thing, we must replace it with something. And I know it's the anointing that destroys yokes. Hallelujah. So I pray right now that you endow them with the anointing. Hallelujah. So that every yoke of bondage and evilness and wickedness that come nigh them, hallelujah, will be destroyed instantly. Hallelujah. I pray right now that they be not conformed to this world, but that they be ye transformed by the renewing of their minds. So I thank you for renewed minds. Hallelujah. I thank you for everybody that's on this line. Hallelujah. I pray that you do a new thing. Hallelujah. For the former things are passed away, and behold, you make all things new. So I pray a new anointing, a new praise, a new worship, a new walk. Hallelujah. New doors opened. Hallelujah. A new kindle fire in their marriages. Hallelujah. That you take us back to our first love when we first found you. Hallelujah. That we may stay at your feet and come to you as little children. Hallelujah. I pray for the leader of our ministry and his wife and their family. I pray that you cover them with the blood right now. Hallelujah. I pray that you put shelter around them, that you shield them from all hurt, harm, or danger. I pray that you open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they won't have room enough to receive. Hallelujah. Yes. I pray that you continue to anoint the word that's in their belly to feed your children. Hallelujah. That you will give them a double portion. Give them a double portion. Let them not miss out on nothing that you have from them. And everything that comes up against them, I pray that you cast them down to your feet.
Glory.
Hallelujah. That they come to a place of repentance. Hallelujah. And that they come back and ask for forgiveness. Hallelujah. Do it for your glory. Hallelujah. We just say thank you for whatever you're doing in this season. We ask that you don't do it without us. We don't want to miss the move. We don't want to miss the wave. We want to be in your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to be the one, hallelujah, that you can say, yes, daughter.
Yes, yeah. Son. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, that you are anointed for the cause. So any lack of any sense of doubt that comes up in our mind, any sense of fear that comes up in our mind, any sense of anxiety, hallelujah, any stronghold that wish to hold us back from who you called us to be, we call it up and out right now. And it must flee from us that we operate from a place of power in this season, yeah. And the anointing that destroys yokes, hallelujah. So you may launch us forward, not in our power, hallelujah, but who you called us to be. And forgive us for doubting, God, about you, for doubting the call that you have on our life. Forgive us for being slow, hallelujah, slowful to the things that you have told us to do. But in this season, we're going to move swiftly when we hear you speak, hallelujah. And I thank you and I praise you, hallelujah, for what you are doing and what you are about to do. We thank you for covering us from seen and unseen danger, hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, for delivering us from everything that we have coming into agreement with, even from our childhood that we don't even know or forgot about, that we have come into agreement with that don't line up with your will. We tell everything that does not align with the purpose that you have for our life that it must come up and out. It must flee right now. Hallelujah. Every hurt, every letdown, every disappointment, every trauma. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every reminder that the enemy would like to use to keep us bound. Hallelujah. You no longer have any power over us. Satan, you have been identified and you are a defeated foe. Hallelujah. And we call you up and out. Hallelujah. You must flee from us right now. We come out of agreement with you. We come out of agreement with you. We come out of agreement with you. Right now, we come out of agreement. We come out of agreement with you. Right now, right now, right now. Ha, be destroyed by fire. Hallelujah. Yes. Turn up the pathways. Leave no residue. Hallelujah. Leave no residue. Leave no residue. Hallelujah. Yes. I thank you for a clean slate. Hallelujah. I thank you for giving us a clean slate on today. Hallelujah. Yes. For the old things have been passed away. And behold, I thank you for a newness on today. Hallelujah. So we accept you, hallelujah, and the new things that you are doing and about to do in our life. Hallelujah. And we surrender our whole life to you and we stay at your feet knowing that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ever think or even imagine. Ah, we thank you just for being who you are all by yourself. Hallelujah. And we thank you that you don't need our help. Hallelujah. However, I know that you just want to use us so that we get to experience you. So allow us to clean the house up so that your presence may dwell in us always. Hallelujah. Because holiness means set apart. So thank you for setting us apart from the world so we don't have to suffer the things of the world. Hallelujah. We thank you that your word is perfect and that your word is life in our life. Hallelujah. So we thank you for the living word and that we may become the living word. Hallelujah. Yeah. We just want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. We just want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And as my brother say, we must lift up those who are dying for the sake of the gospel. They may not be in America, but they can be anywhere in this world, and we lift them up to you. Hallelujah. You say if we're willing to suffer with you, we have to be willing to suffer with you, to reign with you. So I pray right now that everyone that has been affected by suffering for the gospel, hallelujah, that you will raise up their generation, that you raise up their seeds, hallelujah, that you give them a double portion of your anointing, that you give them a double portion of abundance, that they will never lack, hallelujah, that they will live and their bloodline shall live and not die. Hallelujah. To tell of your goodness and your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you and we magnify you. Not for what you can do, but for who you are. We just want to say thank you for everything. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. These things we ask in Yahshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. It is
fire. Holy, Holy Spirit, yes, Holy Spirit, you are here. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So we're gonna. Ooh, that was good, Sister Wanda. That was good. It's always good.
Okay, yeah. Hallelujah. All glory to you. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to say to my brother Latif, if I can, sis, I just want to let him know that I see the growth. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful for Apostle calling on him every chance that he get, because every time he call on him, I see the growth in him, the growth in him.
Amen.
Nervous to pray. I see breakthroughs happening all around you, and it just brings a joy in my spirit for your boldness that you are walking into the man of Yah that he has called you to be. And it is your time, it's your turn, it's your season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So everything that comes against it gotta flee. That's what it gotta do. It gotta flee. It gotta go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, sister. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All glory to Yah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. All glory goes to God. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
So now we are in the last day of 2025. What a year, what a year, what a year. And we can all look back and see growth, hopefully and prayerfully, because serving God should always be growth involved. It should be learning something new every day. It should be getting that revelation. It should be growing and expanding into somebody that God wants you to be and getting closer to God. So with that being said, I would like all of us to just take a minute just to reflect on our year and all of the teachings that Pastor Jim Monroe has taught us. If somebody can, if one of us, well, let's do all of us, we can all take turns and reflect on one major thing that we have learned and taken away and we have eaten and it got stored up in our bones from the teachings this year in 2025. And also, after that, once we go around the room, we could go back around the room again and say the things that we are thankful for. And after we do that, then we can go ahead and we can start doing the prayer. We can pray for one another first, and then we will go outside and we can pray for those. Everybody takes turns. I don't know if anybody's ever done a prayer like that where one person starts the prayer. I'll start the prayer. And then another person, once I go quiet, the other person, whoever is led, tack on and just keep going. So we can just keep going and keep that prayer going, because we're believing God for where there are two or more gathered, he's in the midst of us. We're believing that. That's a very powerful thing to do where there's two or more, because there's power in numbers. And we're supposed to be intercessors, all of us. If you are a believer, you're an intercessor already. And we're supposed to be praying for others. That's where our power comes from, because then we're in our virtue.
Yes, hallelujah.
So, all righty, let's start with Sister Hope. Is it Sister Carrie? Are you still there?
You said Tara?
Tara, Sister Tara. Okay. I got to keep remembering. Sorry, I got a little cold. So don't get offended because I just got to remember everybody's name. Sister Tara. All righty. If you want to reflect on something that you learned through Pastor Monroe's teachings this year for 2025, and then we can do Sister Hawanda and then Lati and then me, because there's only four of us, correct?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because Brother Dewan ain't here.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All righty. So, Sister Tara, we'll start with you, and then Sister Hawanda, then Lati, and then Sister Walker.
Okay. Well, I really haven't been around too much this year.
Uh-huh.
The couple of times I did come, what I did learn from him, that when you do confess to God, you know, that he hears you and he hears your prayers. And I've learned that when you get a relationship with God, what I learned from that is it's like a feeling you can't explain.
Amen.
So what I learned from him, that every tongue that confessed that he died for our sins, all of that is on point. And I just love my Father God. No, this is my friend. I don't mean to get emotional.
It's okay.
the other night he came into my life. That feeling, I just got to keep saying it, and I know I've read that if you keep saying about God, a lot of people might not want to hear it, but this is something real new to me. This is
Amen.
Something real new to me. And I feel like I got a new job. When you get
yeah.
a new job and you just keep saying, oh, this is, I feel just like that. And I just got to share it with you all. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
God is good. God is good, y'all.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right,
I guess
Sister Juan.
I'll go next. I feel like we be you know, as this generation say, we be eating so much, like it's so much to even try to regurgitate. But what's been sticking out to me is how we just focusing on, because what it is we don't get this word for nothing. It's for us to apply to our life. And it's just
Amen.
Really walking in the spirit so we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh, you know. So just that equips us, you know, so we can put on that full whole armor, you know, daily. That way, you know, you have on the helmet of salvation, you know, so that your mind is covered, you know, the blessed breastplate of righteousness so that you guard your heart. You know, you start your feet with the preparation of the gospel. So we got to be mindful of where that we can't go in every place. You know, we can't, it ain't for us to go everywhere. You know, we have to discern where we go, you know. And I'm just, yes, grateful. And not also for the word and how everything manifests to where people show up, you know, because I feel like, you know, some people come. But people don't realize that it's not just church, but in Bible study, when the word goes forth like that, people come to get healing. And, you know, they may not be quite ready yet. And I will say yet, you know, that's one thing I do want to elaborate on that I learned from him, you know, because sometimes we can count people out when we say, oh, they ain't ready. And, you know,
yeah.
But when he put the yet on there, you know, that brings hope that it just ain't happened yet. So don't give up on nobody and don't count nobody out. So just one word can change a confession to somebody's life. You know what I'm saying? Especially when we in the kingdom, our mindset should always be to speak life and to have hope, you know, because that's what we being equipped for, to go out there and equip others, you know, so.
Yeah.
Being mindful of our words and how they're placed. And even when he was giving us more education on how to speak to our children, or it could be spouses and everything, it ain't what you say, it's how you say it, you know,
yes,
to be mindful,
yes.
Not to talk at people, you know, to talk to them,
right.
To get, so that we could get results, you know. So
yeah.
Even in those situations when the messages was about that, and then... Yes, it just be so good, and it be so edifying, because when we get the word, like we can't unknow what we know, so we might as well apply to our life once we get it, because, you know, and that's the reason we here. That's why I show up at Bible study every week. You know, some people might feel like they don't need it. However, I feel like I need the word. TV churches for
yes.
churches. For fellowship, when you know your word, Bible study is for you, and when you don't know what your word, Bible study is for you too. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Because what they say can be of value to somebody else, and what they got to say can be of value to you in the way that the word
yeah.
is broken down by Holy Spirit. You know, because we can get new revelations to bring life in a whole different perspective, because we've walked
yeah.
in different shoes, you know what I'm saying? Can't nobody walk in your shoes, Brother Lottie. Can't nobody walk in your shoes,
yeah.
sis. You know, can't
mm-hmm.
nobody walk in
Amen.
My shoes. So our perspectives are different, and that gives us an open mind on how to receive maybe the same message, but he delivered it in four different ways, because
no.
we're four individuals, and that's just how he deals with us as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going to talk to me the way he talked to Lottie, because Lottie is custom made.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that's, I just want to remind the sister that I commend you. You said that you wanted to pray like other people. It don't look, he don't even look at it like that. I'm glad that you found your individuality. Yes, and the way you do it is just how he want to hear it and just how he going to understand it. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Hallelujah.
You said it. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Brother,
you ain't got to try to figure it out. Amen. He already worked it out. He just want to hear from us. He just want to hear from us. Hallelujah. He just want to hear from us. You know, he want us to let him know that, hey, we can't do it by ourselves, because how we can all testify to trying to do stuff on our own and we be on that hamster's wheel, because we end up right back in the same spot, in the same spot, in the same spot. So I'm grateful for Apostle Monroe, because that's what he taught us. He's teaching us how to get off that potter's wheel so we don't end up back in the same situations. He is about solutions, and that's how you know we in a place where we can grow when we coming up with solutions. We ain't just talking about the problems, because our Father is the problem solver.
Yes, amen. All right.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I just wanted to piggyback off of what you said. I'll, like, is okay if I just share mine real quick?
Hey, do you think? Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, when Sister Juanda was talking and Sister Tara was talking, it just put me in a grateful position, because I have been churched for, I mean, many, 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 many years. Ever since I was a little girl, and I'm 48, about to be 49. And I sat underneath Pastor Monroe from 2000 to 2011, and he helped me and my family, because I was a single mom living in Madison, and so my kids call him grandfather, and he calls my kids his grandchildren, because he was there for me, and I call him dad. And I remember when I came to the church for the first time, I got up and I rededicated my life, because I was saved, but I was not living in holiness. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
So I was just saved and telling everybody I was spiritual and all that other stuff, just still doing what I want to do, but not having any spiritual growth and all the other stuff. And I remember when Pastor Moreau was like, wait a minute, before you come down this aisle, I want you to know that you need to give up the spirit of religion.
Ooh, hallelujah.
And when he said that, I was like, what? And so he was like, do you want to get rid of it? I said, yes. And he said, now come down the aisle. And I gave my life over to God again. And that time, I still wasn't living in holiness, but I did it. You know what I'm saying? And then I ended up having a lot of spiritual growth, and just being in Pastor Jim Monroe's ministry threw me about 30 years spiritually, you know, forward. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up leaving out of Madison, and I still stay in contact with him, because I moved to La Crosse, and then I ended up leaving La Crosse, and I wanted to come back home to Madison, but God had other plans for me, and I moved to Janesville. And so even though I'm at the house of God here, I still, that's my pastor, my dad, you know what I'm saying? That's who I gather wisdom from. That's in Evangelist Vandora, that's who I had met one time, because I turned my nose up at her. She came over to my best friend's house, and she was like, she was looking at me or whatever, and I was feeling kind of weird about it. So the next time I had talked to my best friend, said it was like, that was what's her real name?
Vandora.
Yeah, Vandora. And so, because I call her my spiritual mom, so I call her mom. And so she was like, yeah, she wants me to give you her card, and she wants you to call her because she knows who you are. And I'm like, what? And so, long story short, I end up calling, end up going to the church, being with them in ministry since 2011. So I have learned so much, because now I am in ministry. I am over the women's group at my church. And I do different things for the bishop, you know, stuff like that. And I want to be ordained, because one of my spiritual mothers that I was up underneath for 25, 26 years, she was a prophetess and a pastor and all that other stuff. She told me, she said, Angie, you don't need no more words. She was like, you got to get out there. You got to burp, because God has fed you You need to get out in the ministry. You need to soar. You need to do what you got to do for the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
And so I can come to him with any and everything because I'm learning the true gift of the It's not because if you are in fear, it'll look like everybody's against you and God is showing you showing you who's all against you when that's not what the gift of discernment is. The gift of discernment is to show you what's operating in a person and what's operating around that person.
Yes, and what your gift is, I'm sorry to cut in, but when we see it from the other perspective, he be showing you who you are, but the enemy when you got to come up just a little bit more, you will see the problem instead of the solution. Remember, and that's what Apostle teaches us, the solution. He'll be showing you who you are instead of like what it is, like an attack against you. No, it's not that.
Yep.
It's for your job. What you there for? What you supposed to be doing? Like you said, we intercessors. You know, pray. Take that thing to Yah in prayer. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. So what you do see is what you take in prayer, and it's not all times to be telling Sister Slewfoot or Brother Billy Bob.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Know. It's for you to be quiet, operate, unless the Holy Spirit, you know, tells you to say something, because you can put a lot of pressure on the body of Christ and that church and all that other stuff because of what God has showed you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only supposed to be for you because you have to maintain your ministry. All of us have ministries.
Yes, ma'am.
All of us have a ministry, and we have to keep our ministries running smooth, because if we're going to be effective in the body of Christ, we can't, you know, have a messed up, oh my gosh, did you see her? God showed me that she be talking about me behind my back. We can't do that because now you're suspicious. And that's not what the gift of discernment is. So I've learned that through Pastor Moreau's ministry, and also too how to conduct myself in leadership and how to, you know, I don't talk to the bishop unless his wife is there. I don't do this and I don't do that because I carry myself, because I'm not going to give Satan a foothold to do anything, you know, when I'm conducting myself in meetings and all that other stuff. So I've learned a lot about how to be in leadership and what I'm, you know, when I'm, you know, going through stuff and I see stuff, I'll take it to pastor. And I just collect that wisdom because he's so wise, because he's seasoned and he's in his word and he had, you know what I'm saying? He knows the word. And so just to have that type of leadership is extremely powerful, because I've been to churches where people have said that the pastor, they brought their girlfriend and boyfriend in there and the pastor told them, yeah, that's the one for you and all that other stuff. And then a whole bunch of bad stuff goes down. No, Pastor Moreau going to be like, that's your decision, but this is what the Bible says, and da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? Not somebody say, because I've seen that at work at church and all that other stuff now, and I'm just like, And he always taught me, no matter where I get the word from, eat the meat and spit the bones out. Pastor Moreau has given me a lot of leadership things to do. Like he invited me out to We Preach Christ, and it was all of the pastors. I was so honored. I was there with Brother Arnold and a few other people, and Pastor came down there to make sure that we were getting fed correctly, you know, the word of God and stuff like that. And, you know, he gave me a lot of ample opportunity for leadership. And I thank and praise God for that, because a lot of pastors out here, they'll see your anointing and everything. A lot of people don't want you out to outshine them. It's not about outshining them.
Come on, man.
It's something that you can do that you can't do, and there's something that you can do that I can't do. God has put us in various areas of ministry. I can reach, you know, the 30-year-olds and the 20-year-olds and the 40-year-olds and the 50-year-olds and the 60-year-olds, because that was my, you know what I'm saying, the time that I grew up, and I know how to reach those people, versus the pastor, if he was, you know, he wasn't raised in the hood, you know what I'm saying, and all that other stuff. He probably doesn't know how to reach those people. You should be allowing me to compliment the ministry that's going on in the house. But again, you know, that's
to edify the body. Yes, it's not
right,
about
but a lot of people don't understand that. I'm not trying to outshine you. I just want to get in where I fit in so I can go where you can't go. And you go where I can't go. You can talk to those people who, you know, are you know, well, I can talk to anybody, but, you know, the older saints and stuff like that or whatever else, you know, that I can't. You know, they'll probably look at me and be like, she's too young, you know?
So, you know what that reminded me of when you said that in the scripture, you know, because we'll take everything back to the word. He says, many members but one body. You know, what is the head without the neck, you know? So all of our pieces work to edify the body, you know?
Yes.
The head does something different, you know what I'm saying? Then the eye, then the mouth does something different than the arm. But all of them work together. We need every part of it. And every part is important. The finger is not more significant than the eyes, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because you'll realize how much you need your fingers when you don't have none.
Yeah.
You'll realize
how
much you need your eyes, you know. So all of them are important for the roles that he created them to do. But when we get into it, it's that self-righteousness, you know, that takes us out of the mindset that it's a competition. You know, it's the flesh, you know. A lot of times people in positions, they ain't fully submitted.
The self-righteousness. I tell people all the time, when you make that decision to live holy, you will be stripped, butt naked, beat, kicked, roasted, fried, thrown in the cold, picked up, thrown in the, you know what I'm saying? Because you're getting cleaned up. God is going to clean you up to where you have no other choice but to depend upon him and only him for every single thing you need here on earth. You will wake up and be so grateful for everything that he has done for you, because he wants you, because self-righteousness is a sin. I didn't know that. I learned that when I was going, because I'm going through my process. I learned self-righteousness is horrible. Very, very horrible. And so, you know, God, I mean, I went through the valley last year. You know my testimony.
Yeah.
You know, I went through early breast cancer. I had a double mastectomy. I had one lymph node that was positive. The other one was negative. That lymph node didn't have no external growth. It didn't grow out of it. It was a little tumor in there, and I didn't have invasive breast cancer. They said it was at a 2-3% rarity, and then I ended up having to do chemo. I had to go get a chest port put in. All my hair fell out, my eyelashes, my eyebrows. I was sick, you know. Then I had to do 33 rounds of radiation, and I don't have breasts, you know. I went flat, you know, and I wear prosthesis and all that other stuff. I went through a lot, and that's when I made the decision to live holy. Was in that darkness.
Ah, glory, glory, glory.
Had to cry out and say, yes, yes, I say yes. Most definitely I say yes. And that was the best thing for me. And I share in my testimony, I remember I was in my bed crying one night. I said, God, why? Why me? And I said, God, what do I do? And I heard the Holy Spirit clear as day say, rejoice.
Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
And that was word. That's word. So I know that was the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, because somebody else in your situation ain't as fortunate, you know? So he wants us to find the gratitude in everything. Hallelujah. Search it out. The goodness. Find the good out of everything. Your testimony is very powerful, sis, and that's what I love about even hearing you show up, and you can, you know, tell by your conversations. And then what popped in my mind when you was even explaining it, you know, because some people be worried about, and will I be able to have this and that, and you still have a husband that's right there, you know, by your side, mm-hmm. somebody to love you through your, you know, what you may feel like something that you lack, but he'll give you mm-hmm. more than you can even expect, you know? So I'm mm-hmm. grateful.
Yes, and just to share one more thing, when I was going through chemo, I sat on my couch, looked at my husband, and I meant it. I really meant it. No hard feeling or anything. I looked at him and I said, if you want to leave, you can leave.
Hallelujah.
I said that. And my husband stuck it out with me. He was there for me. And he told me, he's like, Aunt, if I could do the chemo for you, I would do it for you.
Mm, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Nobody hallelujah. But. All right, I'm getting emotional, Sister Wanda.
It's all right, because I'm in praise for you right now. That's why I'm praising them. I'm praising them for your testimony. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah. Jesus. Right, Bicy, yeah. Come on in, son.
Hallelujah.
What you learned?
That's a very loaded in a good way, because, you know, first off, I just want to say thank you, Sister Wanda, for saying that, you know, because this is who I am, and where I'm at now in my life is nothing but God, because like Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And so speaking to the lady, I forgot her name, the one that just accepted Christ into her life, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, her. I know that feeling, because that's a feeling when a void gets filled, and that feeling is like it washes over you, and it's like a warm blanket put over you. It's an amazing feeling that I could never forget when I had mine. I mean, I'm not even trying to be funny, but I was like ugly crying, and I don't ugly cry. And that was like that feeling, you know, really feeling the Lord come over you, like the Holy Spirit, and just like understanding that. Is like, it's kind of like when my first son was born. It's like, I can't explain that to someone who has never had a child. You know, we can sit here all day, you know, especially, you know, people that don't have children. Oh, I'll never have children. I'm like, yeah, but it's a feeling that you can't experience until you actually like look at this baby and be like, this is a part of me, you know? But one of the big things that, you know, Pastor Moreau has taught me, because he's always been readily available to me all the time. You know, he's been in my life for so many years. I call him. He might get back to me a day after, but he always gets back to me. And I have someone that I can pick, you know, his brain. And what I mean by that is because Pastor Moreau, not only is he, you know, very spiritual and, you know, he knows a word. And like my mom said, he's seasoned. He's also very intelligent, too. And people like that, I gravitate towards, because he knows how to break things down for me the way my brain interprets stuff. Because you got a lot of people who speak in, you know, nothing wrong with symbolism, but they don't really get you. Like for instance, you know, you have, you know, people like that, like one person who teaches you the job and gets straight to the point, and you learn it and you start going. But then you got the second person who just adds too much stuff and it's confusing. You know, Pastor Moreau, he's taught me, you know, wisdom and, you know, yielding, you know, to the Holy Spirit, to everything around me. And like the biggest part about it is, you know, I never really had a lot of men in my life. What I mean by that, godly men, you know, somebody who helped, in a sense, you know, like raise me, you know, and at many times, you know, because like, you know, I have, you know, anxiety and stuff like that. I fight that every single day. But Pastor Moreau, he's always put me on a spot. And what I mean by that is like not in a bad way, but in like he's shown me by being that way that I'm capable of things that I never thought I was capable of, because I was never given those opportunities with a father in my life to, you know, hey, let me show you how to do this. Like, oh, I didn't know I could do that. And then that right there is what, you know, grows a young boy into the man that they're supposed to be. But the Lord, you know, looking out for me, put someone like him, because it's a ripple effect. He, you know, got in contact with my mom, Evangelist Vandora, you know, these people, and then they end up coming to me. And then I have Pastor Moreau in my life, a man of God, a strong man of God that I can learn from and apply to my life and help me, you know, be a better man, help me to be a better husband, to be a better son, to be a better, you know, brother, you know, things like that. So it's like, that's one of the big things he's taught me, you know, definitely walking in the spirit and, you know, understanding that there's different ways, calm ways, and, you know, spiritual ways to deal with things, you know, in a crazy world that we live in now. And because of that and how he's taught me, he's, you know, he's made me respond to people, you know, in a godly manner. He's made me respond to things that, you know, are bad. I mean, everything could be going horrible, but it's like, you know, just knowing that the Lord is there, and I give God all the glory for everything that's, you know, gone on in my life, and that has built me up into the man that I'm supposed to be. And he still builds me up, because like I said in the beginning, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. So it's like the most beautiful part about all of this, you know, talking with you guys, and like, you know, Sister Wanda said, with the body of Christ and how every body part is needed, we're all, it comes together, you know, like perfectly. It builds us and makes us into the people that we're supposed to be. And that's how Christ works. You know, he burns out all the bad and, you know, builds up that, you know, endurance. And that's what it is. You know, like Paul said, you know, and Paul was like, and I'm just saying in layman's terms, like, you know, please remove the thorn from my side. And God said, my grace is all you need. And that grace is, you know, the time and, you know, building yourself up and getting that endurance and all that, because God is not building weak people. He's building strong people. How to endure until the end, until Jesus comes.
Yeah.
So that we have the power to get through what we're going through now. And, you know, and I thank you again, Sister Wanda, for adding that, you know, because there are a lot of people who are dying for the gospel right now and are getting that crown of life.
Yeah.
That are dying every single day for Jesus. And they'd be like, hey, you going to die, or are you going to renounce Jesus? And they're like, no. And these people are, they're done. Their fight is over. You know, we live in a country where we don't deal with stuff like that, but we got to understand that this is the world that we live in now. And all of that stuff is going to change later down the line, because we are in ending times. We are in a times where things are starting to get really bad. And because the world is groaning, nature is groaning for the return of the sun. And it's going to happen. And that's how God is building all of us. And all of us here are supposed to be here right now. All of us are in each other's lives for a reason, because this is the way the Lord has designed it. And we're all going to build each other up, talk about our testimonies, get that endurance, and get ourselves to where we need to be. So when the Lord returns, we know for a shadow of doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, that we're going to be in, you know, everlasting life with our Lord. So that's one of the big things, you know, Pastor Monroe, you know, has taught me, you know, he's helped me grow into the man that I'm supposed to be. And he's showing me my potential, and I'm seeing what I'm supposed to be doing, which is scary. I'm going to be honest with you, because I didn't really expect myself to be doing what I'm doing now. But I'm just like, I've never really like been like, in my sense, you know, into the whole worldly stuff. I've always, because my mother has kept me in church, you know, growing up, even though I've seen some crazy stuff, I've seen stuff, you know, manifest. It's a lot of stuff. But that right there, you know, once you do that for your children, like, God is like, I'm already his. He's like, he's had all this stuff set up for me. All this stuff is going to transpire because he has to grow me into who he needs me to be. And you guys are all in my life. Pastor Moreau, Evangelist Vandora, my wife, my children, all you guys are here for a reason. Because the Lord, he loves us. He wants us to be with him. And we got to go through it. And so I don't mean to be long-winded, but that's one of the big things I learned, you know, from, you know, 2011, like my mom said, growing all the way up until now, that I've learned. And there's so much more, but this is where I am now spiritually in my life. So,
hallelujah. Can I say something to you, my brother, my sister, if it's okay, can I say something to
Brother? Of course.
And I just want to challenge you, because I know that you're capable of doing it. Like when you said you have anxiety and you struggle with it every day. There's a scripture in the Bible for that. He said to be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, you know, so pray Amen. About that thing. Like those, and then you also, once you got through saying that, you were saying about scare, but anxiety is just fear. You know, that's what it is. And fear is false evidence appearing real. You know, when we think about fear is false evidence, you know, so it can look like it's a thing. It's really not that thing, because we get to speak those things that were not as though they were. And remember when I was telling you how Apostle would have been teaching us how to, it's a way that we can say things to where it will land different in our body. Like if it's something that you're anxious about, say for instance, like I know like he's pushing you out of your shell when he say pray, you know, those areas is where you get anxious, you know, so you actually facing your fears. So if it is something that you seek, and don't say, "Ooh, I have to do this." Say, "I get to do this," because it tells your nervous system a different thing versus allowing anxiety or something to take over. You know, because your words have power. So
yes, absolutely.
Speak about it in a different way. You don't get to say that you know, you have anxiety and you're struggling with it every day. The devil is a lie. You're free from anxiety because it's only false evidence appearing real. And our Father says to be anxious for nothing but with prayer and supplication. So everything that the enemy wanna allow you to fear to keep you small, because that's where your biggest breakthrough at. You know, wherever you feel like that anxiety is where your biggest breakthrough is. And the devil is yet a liar, you know?
Yes, amen.
So it's just being intentional about those things in those situations, because you don't overcome it, because it can't dwell where Holy Spirit at, you know? And then it's just like you say, it's an awareness, and you just got to practice it. You know what I'm saying? When you feel it, rebuke the enemy, because it's from the enemy.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
He don't give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And wherever you are and whatever it is for you to do, you're able and you're capable of doing it. And that's why I just said I wanted to challenge you, because I know that even by, you know, not only listening, but finding another word to place in that place that gives you power versus defeat.
Amen.
Because the enemy is defeated and victory is already ours.
That's true. Amen.
Ooh, good. That's real good.
Amen and amen.
So with us going around the room, we're just talking about everything that we have learned in 2025 through the ministry of Pastor Jim Monroe has been amazing, and we can all agree that everybody's had a lot of spiritual growth this year.
Yeah.
So that's something to be highly grateful for, because you have people that sit in the church for 85, 90 years and never have any.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that, if we can see the fruits, we're in the right place.
Yes.
So there's evidence. You know, we live our lives in the body of Christ by believing. We have to believe for everything, you know, and that's what the Word of God teaches us. So with that being said, I'm going to kick off what I am thankful for this year. Let's go around the room. I'll kick it off.
Okay.
I am grateful for true evidence in your face of spiritual growth. First, I want to say I'm thankful. God the Father, our Lord and Savior, our High Priest, and our Teacher, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I'm
Amen.
Also grateful for the body of Christ, all you guys. I'm grateful for my husband. I am grateful for my children. I am grateful for my grandbabies. The one, I got one more coming. She's still in the oven baking. So I'm grateful. I will have 5 grandchildren at the age of 49. I'll be 49 on Valentine's Day. I am grateful for being cancer-free. I am grateful for being clothed in my right mind. I am grateful for my house, being a homeowner. I am grateful to have a wonderful, blessed husband who has been by my side. And we grow together day by day. I thank and praise God for deliverance. I thank and praise God for delivering me from the lifestyle that I used to have and all that other stuff. I'm just grateful. I am so grateful. And I have a lot to be grateful about going into 2026. I am going to say this in front of my brothers and sisters in Christ. 2026 is going to be the year for Angela. Angela is going to get a better higher paying job. I'm gonna say a career, a new career. When I go back to work in March, I want to sell my home. I'm going to sell my home quickly to another couple who is going to be blessed in this house to grow and get a bigger house and pass it on to a starter family. I am going to buy a brand new home that's going to be bigger for my grandchildren, my children to come and stay and spend the night and enjoy holidays. I will open my home up to people who come to visit the ministry. When they come to the churches or whatever else, I can open my home and they can stay in my home and I could be that hostess and show the love of Christ to people instead of them going to hotel rooms and all the other stuff and cook food for them. Lots to look forward in 2026. It's a new year. I thank and praise God for all of the growth. I met all of my goals of 2025 from, you know, just being out of chemo for 1 year. I'm working daily. I am losing a lot of inches and fat off my body. I'm blessed. I eat healthy. And I thank and praise God for that, because it's his strength, you know, his power. And that whole scripture that says you could do anything through Christ who strengthens you, man, oh, man. That should be in every believer's mouth every second of the day.
Yes,
so,
hallelujah.
God. Yes. All right, next.
All right, go. Oh, no, go. You go ahead.
yes, I am grateful for, you know, when it always is in my prayers too. Like, you know, when I start out, I always, you know, say thank you first. And I say thank you for everything, because I'm literally thankful for even some of the situations I can feel like were the worst in my life, because I know that it's no losses and that is only lessons, you know. And he has taken us through some stuff to felt like it was the end and life was over. But when you just reflect back and see that he's been there and been present the whole time. So I'm just so grateful to have that relationship, because he really can be a father to the fatherless. And then what's so awesome is he can be a mother to the motherless as well. And there's no gender role there. He can be a mother to the motherless. And then he says he's a friend that sticks closer than any brother, you know. So I am just grateful who he has been in my life, you know, because sometimes when we out in the world and we don't know, it just seems like we existing. But we can live when we switch our life over to his. Like, this is really a life that we can live. We just not existing, you know, because without Holy Spirit, we like the walking dead, you know. People don't even know it or, you know, that's enjoying the world, but you out there like the walking dead without Holy Spirit. You there's no life in you, and they don't
remember.
Hey, how you doing? Is Brother Arn? Brother Arn? Can you hear us? Hello. Okay, go ahead, Sister Wanda.
I just want to say yes. I'm grateful for our Father, Abba Father, and I'm thankful for Yahshua, and I'm thankful for Holy Spirit, because I just don't know where I would be without it. You know what I'm saying? Even when we've been, that's why I seek to walk in the Spirit, because it's like we can't be in the Spirit 24/7. So that time that we are in the flesh, we have to have our, you know, guards up so much, because the enemy is on his job. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. And all he need is an inch, and he'll take a mile. I say, man, we got it. And as you know, Sister Angela was telling her testimony within what she's grateful for. I'm grateful because I can remember while talking about where my son is. I was there 3 years ago. Like, literally, I was there 3 years ago, and nobody asked to be out of their mind, but I was completely out of my mind, because all good ain't You know, we think just because you do something stands for something good, that is him, and it's not. And I had to learn the hard way, because my intentions was good. I didn't have nothing evil connected to opening doors to watching the tarot cards on YouTube. I ain't never called nobody or no psychic for no reading. But I ended up watching the tarot cards. And then guess what? I made it my yah because I was doing it every day. And I was doing it for a good reason, because sometimes in ministry, they don't mention some of the things the way they're saying it. And I got to the healing part that was breaking generational curses off of my bloodline from back then. But I overdid it. And anything that we overdo is considered sin. And that's how the enemy got in, just like that, because I wasn't in it to do nothing evil to nobody, nothing wicked. But that's why, you know, so the good part, I was getting addicted to the healing part that wasn't talked about, that I haven't heard people talk about in ministry. And it soaked me in to where I was watching it. And sometimes we have an addictive personality. And then that's how I hated my God, because he ain't yeah, you know. So I could say, and it took, this is how y'all still worked it out for my good. I went so deep into it with all good intentions and having the crystals and all of that and the sage, like, oh, and without any research really that much for myself, just going off what you heard, that's good for us to study to show thyself approved, you know, for everything, because I didn't have no bad intentions when that door was open, but that's all the enemy needed was an inch, and he took them out to where he had me really literally worshiping him and not even knowing it. But y'all took my mind and he gave it back, literally. So he don't know nothing by mistake. And I'm able to be a testimony literally for my son, because y'all knows everything. He knew that I would do this, and he knew what my son would grow through, because I don't want to say he going through nothing, will grow through even after that. But how would I have been able to handle it if it would have happened to me first and he didn't send me into the enemy's camp first? Because I don't even look at it like it was a bad thing. No. How do we know how to defeat the enemy if he doesn't send soldiers into the enemy's camp? How do we know how to defeat, or we help somebody out of a situation if we ain't never been there?
Yep. And can I add to that?
Wow.
Yeah, and one of the big things too is, you know, I learned about, you know, God. I mean, when we're not in, like, when I wasn't in God, like, he's going to let you make your bed. But the thing is, he's there for you, because we have to learn these things.
Yeah.
And you're still protected. He's still going to be there for you. He's going to let you make your bed because we have that freedom of will. But he's like, it's in his will, and it's going to make you a better person. So he was always there with you. He just needed you to see.
And then also the reason I feel like it happened too, because I created a whole line of journals. I'm a published author, and like I created a couple of children's books because it's for some of the traumatic stuff I've been through and the things that helped me. And then I got a whole host of journals that's connected to healing. And you don't get the glory without the story. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I had to go through that, because he don't allow me to do nothing without being integrity with it. So if I created something, my life is lined up with it. Like, I'm not going to be able to create something that say, oh, do all this positive thing, and then my life ain't lining up with it. He don't work with me like that. My life has to be in integrity with what Holy Spirit gives me, because everything that I created is Holy Spirit inspired. It didn't come from me, and I don't take no credit, and all the glory goes back to him.
Yes.
But when I came out of that, the first thing I did, I'm not on any medication as well, and my son, it's hard for him to work his way through that. That's how he ended up back in the hospital, because he stopped taking the medication. But he needs to do it with him. And then I've been ministering to the Holy Spirit, been having me tell him that don't nothing happen by chance, son. If you come up out of there and don't do what he called you to do while you in there, you're going to go back in there again.
because don't nothing happen by chance. Everything happens for a reason. He has my son there for a purpose. And I say he allowed us to grow through things to get our attention. He had to take my mind to get my attention. Sometimes he will go to the extreme. He had to go to the extreme because I was in an extreme. I was watching the stuff day and night. So he had to go to the extreme to get my attention.
Wow.
And the first thing I did was that I went to Facebook and I told people I wasn't on no vacation. I was in the mental institution because the devil ain't going to hold me bound to not shame, guilt, blame, or shame. I ain't ashamed of what I went through because I know it's to his glory. He said all things work together for the them that love y'all.
Amen. I was ashamed of what I went through. That's why I didn't say anything. And all my friends are like, I didn't even know. And you didn't tell me. And da 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 da. Because I was ashamed and angry. I had.
And I pray that it catches on. That's why he allowed me to go through it, grow through it first. Because for him to not. You know, these kids be so caught up on what the world think about them, you know, and they be so out, but he wants an inward experience with us. It ain't got nothing to do with the outward appearance. He wants to work on our side, on our, and I know what's to come is better than what's been. So I speak that over my son. I know that he's already healed. He's just waiting on his body to line up with it, on him to do what he needs to do so every demon and every devil and every witch and warlock can be defeated. Because they are, so they can go where they're supposed to go. Because his prayer, he's a prayer warrior himself in his own right. There's a call on his life and his age don't matter.
Absolutely.
Amen.
So Yah is putting him higher, even while he in there.
Amen. Like, glory.
It's souls that need to be, and he is them because of his age.
Okay. Amen.
Sister Tara, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All righty. What you thankful for?
I'm thankful for this understanding that he has given me. I'm thankful for this understanding. I'm thankful for this knowledge he's given me. I'm thankful for this anxiety that I wanted gone because I was dealing with, when I say anxiety, I felt like every time I'm talking to people, look like I always was like uptight or I was just on edge all the time, and I got so tired of that. I was always listening to other people, and I wasn't listening to myself. So when I was telling you all that, I was running from myself, and I told him to take this anxiety off of me. So right now, I'm speaking so freely with you all now. Normally, I'd be like, I hope you don't ask me to pray. I don't know how to pray. You know, I would be feeling like that. But see, I don't let all that go now. I'm me. I'm back. I don't know where I was the first time, but I'm here now. I'm here.
Glory.
And I feel so good that I can feel it. And normally when how you tell somebody, I forgive you. If you're not feeling it, you can say it. But when you start feeling it, that you do forgive somebody, and you can't say, I bless this person. That's how I'm feeling right now. And if I said to myself, I'm in training right now. Because I say, he got a lot of stuff for me right now. That's what I see. I feel his presence and it's there. And if that's the spirit in me, I got a lot of work going on. It's a lot of good stuff coming. I thank him for that. I thank him for his presence in me. Y'all just don't know. I just feel good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Glory.
Amen. All righty. Lighty, did you get a chance to say what you were thankful for? Who else didn't get a chance yet?
No, not yet.
All right. Go ahead.
My thankfulness is going to be, you know, 99.99% towards the Lord because
you know, my past mom, you know, and things like that, you know, there is, you know, a point in my life where I actually finally opened up to my mother due to a lot of stuff that I dealt with growing up that she didn't even know, because, you know, this is, you know, a lot of these things that I'm very, very mindful of now, you know, because of everything that I went through. But just really grateful for that, you know, connection that I have with my mom. But also very, very grateful that the Lord has blessed me with a wife that also understands.
Amen.
And that also knows, you know, it was hard. It was rough. But, you know, just this is why I was saying earlier that, you know, the Lord puts all these things in place, because the fact that I have a woman in my life who, you know, still stuck around, and, you know, even knowing the deepest, darkest parts of me that I was ashamed, you know, of all the mistakes that I've made. But she, you know, understood that on levels, and that has nothing to do but, you know, be with God, because what are the chances of having that, especially in a world that we live in now that's so extremely judgmental, and not understanding that this is all spiritual, and there's reasons why people do what they do, trauma, you know, past things, like all of us are subject to that, you know, and that's the reason why I'm very, very much big on, you know, understanding the unseen realm, because, you know, these monitoring spirits, these demons have been watching us since we were little and have been working in people's lives around us to destroy us, because they know. Like, let me get to you guys now, so it's not going to be much of a fight once you start realizing, you know, what you're supposed to do in your life, you know, with the Lord. So just really grateful having a wife like that. And grateful, you know, that I have, you know, healthy my children. I have a bonus child. His name is Royal. So I get to be a stepdad. I have a daughter on the way. So I'm very, very grateful for that, too. So I got a boy and a girl and a bonus child. So I told you guys, I didn't have, you know, a father in my life. So, but, you know, again, this is why I said about the ripple effect, because I've learned so much from passing my role, him being a strong man of God. Now I get to pass that down to my children, because I have no desire to leave my children. I'm going to be with them until the day that my children are going to bury me. And they're going to know that, you know, their father is with them. You know, so I'm really grateful of that. I'm grateful for the, you know, the roof over my head, the air in my lungs, the fact that I can get up and do stuff. There's a lot of things to be grateful for, you know, the food, the water, everything is because, you know, this is Jesus, our Lord and Savior Christ. He holds all this together. He holds the world, the universe, every atom together. And the fact that, you know, we get to wake up. And, you know, a lot of people just think like, it's just another day. No, the fact that you're awake, the fact that you're breathing, the fact that you're not laid up in the hospital, the fact that you can see the sun, the fact that you can fellowship with people, the fact that you have the ability to have a relationship, the fact that you can just do things. And there's so many people out here that don't get to do or have the things that you have. And we have to be really, really mindful, because one of my biggest things in my life, I had a heart problem. My heart problem was because I didn't really understand what it meant to be grateful. And so I remember Pastor Monroe was speaking, you know, just to add to that, he was like, you know, once you really start, you know, getting more into God and the Word, you start, you know, you start realizing like, dude, like there's so much to be grateful for. And once I really started looking at that, it's like the little stuff that we had to be grateful for, like, because the Lord really takes care of us, and we're in really good spots, and he gives us the time and grace, you know, like it says in the Bible, you know, a day is 1,000 years to the Lord, and he's not being slow. He's giving us time. He's giving us time so that we can make it. So there is no excuse at the end. And so I thank the Lord for all of that. And I also thank the Lord for everybody on this phone call and the people that aren't here, the ones that, you know, are incarcerated, the ones that are going through what they're going through right now. And I'm just grateful for everyone. So the whole body of Christ is what I'm really grateful for. And again, just the fact that I'm sitting up and breathing is what I'm grateful for.
Amen.
Did anybody else join the line? Brother Arnold, anybody else? Because I heard some dings. Anybody else on here besides us four? Guess not.
Okay. Can I say something to Sister Tara? I had heard something in my spirit when she was talking, just to encourage her that I'm grateful for her speaking out now. But what I heard that the enemy will try to silence us, and it'd be from childhood trauma, from not being heard, from being hurt, you know. So the enemy wants to silence you from, and it's back stems to your child, still stems from the childhood, from being silencing, making you feel like you have to say is not important. And we want to let you hear on this line that everything that you have to say valuable, and you are seen, even though we can't see you, our Father can't, but you are heard, and what you have to say is, nobody take your testimony from you. So if you just tell your testimony, until that, can't nobody, you can say that with boldness, because can't nobody tell you.
Amen. I am loving this tonight for us, because we all got to really, really speak on our walks, where we are in Christ, what we're thankful for. You overcome by your testimony, and God is good. God is real, real good. So let's think about, let's put our minds on prayer and just talking to Him. And is there anybody on this line that has something they would like for us to pray for? Or is there anybody on this line? Because Sister Hawanda, you know, we got your son, we got your baby, we got Brother T-Von. That's about to, it's about to go down. Sister Tara, Sister Hawanda and Latee, is there anything that you want us to pray about in particular? I mean, if there is, let us know. Otherwise, I will go ahead and I will kick off prayer. We could start doing, I call it piggyback prayer. So I will pray. Go ahead.
In prayer, can we all pray that, you know, our children, they know y'all, you know, but it's a different thing to accept Holy Spirit, because that's where their leadership will come from, their guidance and conviction, and, you know, even the correction, you know, and which will allow them to not operate in they self. And then a lot of them come to us and want to make us say, you know, I just want them back to them. So pray that our children receive Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. All righty.
But I want to ask, I want y'all to pray for me that I don't want it always to be about me, because it's bigger than me. But as of now, since I'm feeling how I'm feeling, and I'm accepting God, my Father, I want y'all to pray that I get more understanding. I want y'all to pray for me that I get more clarity. I get more knowledge. I get more peace. I pray for more faith. I've never had this walk with God, this feeling that I have. I'm going to keep talking about this feeling, because this is my presence with God. So I want y'all to pray for me that I can keep this journey with Him. And I know the devil going to try to stop me every chance he gets. Just like now when I'm speaking, he started trying to come in my head, but I'm not letting him stop me. I'm not letting him stop me no more. I'm not hiding no more. It's me. I'm on the forefront now. Normally, I wouldn't even be saying none of this, what I'm saying. But it got to be through my Father, y'all.
Can I add to that?
This is where He wants me at. And I want y'all to keep praying for me, okay? Because I know it's good. All right.
I want to add to that real quick. Does she have a sword? And what I mean by that, does she have a Bible?
Do I have a Bible?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't got it with me right now. You want me to get it or what?
I'm gonna tell you, like, one of the big things I can tell you, especially from my walk and how, like, everything that I went through to get started. Read that word. Stay in it, because if you let up, like, that's your that right there
is what's going to confuse Satan. Everything around you that's not of God is going to flee. Stay in that. Read that. But also at the same time, too, ask for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is going to guide you. So before I read, I say, Holy Spirit, please guide me through these passages. And then he's going to start revealing stuff to you as you read it. So do not read that Bible without the Holy Spirit. That's our helper. And he's not it's a him. So stay in that word. Start from Genesis all the way to Revelations. Keep going back, and once you're done with it, turn it around and read it again, because it's going to keep showing you stuff. But do not read that without the Holy Spirit, and stay in the Word.
Thank you. I needed that. Thank you so much. Amen.
Absolutely. And let us continue to uplift her, you know, even after this call. You know, let's just keep interceding on her behalf. So I'm going to go ahead and kick off this prayer, because it is 7:03.
Okay.
7:03, and then we can go ahead. Sister Hawanda, if you want to come on the tail end of the prayer, if you could, please, would that be okay? And then you close us out on prayer for 2026?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, Tara, can you jump in the prayer too?
Okay.
Okay. Hallelujah. So I'll go, Tara go, Latee, and Sister Hawanda going to take us into 2026.
Okay.
How's that sound to everybody?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. All righty. Let's go. Everybody close their eyes, please, and put your mind on God and our Lord and Savior and the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time that me and my sisters and brothers got a chance to get together and just talk and get to know each other even more.
Yeah.
Father God, on this level, I feel so close to my sisters and brothers in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for this platform. Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you for each and every one of us who is on this line right now, and those that desired to want to be on the line but couldn't make it. Father God, I thank you for them.
Yes.
I thank you for our families. I thank you for our children. Father God, I ask you right now to just please, please, Father God, cover our children in your blood.
Yes.
Father
yes.
God, I ask you right now to just give them a yearning for the Holy Spirit, Father God, so that they may ask you for the Holy Spirit. Father God, who is our teacher and our guide, Father God. Father God, I ask you right now in the matchless name of Jesus to look upon our sister Tara, Father God.
Thank you.
Father God, I ask you to bless her, Father God. Send out your ministering angels, Father God, to her right now.
Yes.
Father God, let her know that you love her. You'll never leave her nor forsake her, and that you are in her, Father God.
Yes.
And there's so much more for her to look forward to, Father God. We ask you to please bless her with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Thank you.
But Father God, we also know that when she does ask you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, you will give it to her. Father God, and that'll illuminate your word and illuminate everything in her life, Father God. We thank you for your word. We thank you where you said in your word that two or more are gathered in your name. You are in the midst of us. We are standing upon that word right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. Father God, I ask you right now that 2026 would be a blessed year for all of us, Father God, in the body of Christ. Father God, I ask you for more growth. Father God, I ask you for more heavenly revelations. Father God, I ask you for more power and strength in you and grace and mercy, Father God. We can't do nothing without you, Father God. We can't do nothing apart from you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pass this prayer onto my sister Tara. Go ahead, sister Tara.
Okay. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the peace, the understanding, the words that I'm saying right now. I pray, Father God, I'm thankful that you have came into my life.
I'm thankful for this walk that I have with you, Father God. I thank you for your presence in me that I can start speaking. I don't have to think about what nobody's saying. This is my prayer to you, Father God. I thank you, Father, for being in me. I thank you, Jesus. And Father God, give me the knowledge to understand it. Give me more understanding, Father, that I can always have this walk with you. Father God, I thank you for the four of us on this phone. I'm thankful for you all prayers. I thank you for your blessings. I thank you all for praying over me. I thank you all. Y'all just don't know. Heavenly Father, I thank you that I could say this and don't have to look back. I pray that 2026 be a new year for me, Father. I thank you for the breath in my body, my mouth that I'm speaking with. Father God, it's so much that I can pray for you. Pray, Father God, I just thank you. I'm getting a little lost with my words now, but Father God, this means still trying to come to you, and I'm praying to you, Father God.
Yes.
Thank you. Amen.
Bye-bye. Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Bye,
T. Heavenly Father, I thank you for everybody on this phone call and the people who are not on the phone call, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Jesus.
Father, I pray for Sister Tara. I pray that you open her mind, her heart, and her soul, Heavenly Father. Father, I pray that when the Holy Spirit enters her, Heavenly Father, that it opens her eyes and opens her mind. Because the Bible is ever-changing. And I pray that she sees the truth and she sees the words that you have spoken, Heavenly Father, because people say, I can hear God, but all you got to do is read the word, and that's how you hear God. Heavenly Father, I pray that the angel that you send down above all of us, Heavenly Father, to defeat all the demonic spirits that are around us, the ones that are listening, the ones that are following us, Heavenly Father, I pray that all their plans fall to the floor, Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray that you fill our household, Pastor Moreau, Evangelist Fandor, his family, all of our families, Heavenly Father, with the Holy Spirit, and repel or remove anything that is not of you, my Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for dying on the cross for us, Lord, because you are the perfect sacrifice for our sins, Heavenly Father, because we can't do it without you. Jesus, I thank you so much because you intercede on our behalf in front of the Father every single day for everything that we do, Lord. Thank and you're always welcoming, and you're ready to forgive us for all the mistakes that we made, Heavenly Father. And we thank you so much because we do not deserve it. Heavenly Father, I pray that you cover us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet at the blood of the Lamb, Lord. And to give us the strength, Lord, to keep moving forward and staying on the narrow path, Heavenly Father, no matter how hard it is, help us endure. Help us have the strength. Help us keep moving forward, Heavenly Father, because you will never forsake us. You love us so much, a love that we cannot comprehend, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray you keep us from the broad roads of hell, Heavenly Father, and keep us on the narrow, Lord. Lord, I thank you so much for everything that you've done for us this year, Heavenly Father, and going into 2026, Lord, because you are going to be with us and you are going to grow us. Into the people that you want us to be, Heavenly Father, and you're going to mold us and fortify us, our minds and our hearts, to everything that is around us in a world that is dying and is groaning for you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you for everybody. I thank you for everyone on this phone call, Lord. I thank you for the relationships that we have. I thank you for the body of Christ, Lord. Thank you for everything, Heavenly Father. We are thankful, and you have all the glory, Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
I pass it on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah, we magnify you. We lift you up. I just touch it with every prayer that went forth. I thank you. I thank you for my brother and my sisters. I thank you for the one that's not on the line that desire to be. I thank you for the ones that has left and hasn't returned yet. I thank you that you are leading them back, hallelujah, to you where they can get sound doctrine, hallelujah, that their life can continue to be changed and transformed and renewed in you. I thank you for my sister Tara that's on this line crying out.
Thank you, Lord.
You are reminding her that she is valuable and that she is an asset to the kingdom. I thank you that you are reminding her that you have not made any mistakes in her life, that all the things that she has been through, that it is for her good. I thank you that the words of her testimony will set souls free. Hallelujah. I thank you for the holy boldness that you have given each and every one of us. And I speak it over our life that we will be bold for you. Hallelujah. Not just today. But forevermore, I thank you that we are taken back by force everything that the enemy stole from us. Hallelujah. And I thank you that you are giving us double for our trouble. I thank you that our situations and such circumstances is not wasted in your hands, and that you can use all of us and everything that we've been through. I thank you that there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Hallelujah. I thank you. Yes. Hallelujah, for forgiving us. I thank you for dying for us. I thank you for the ultimate sacrifice, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. We are knowledgeable that you decided to do it, and that you could have changed your mind at any time. Hallelujah. But I thank you that you didn't give up on us. Hallelujah. I thank you. So I thank you that we won't give up on ourselves, because you didn't give up on us. I thank you that your hand is already always reached out to us. Hallelujah. For even when we fall, that we can get back up again. Hallelujah. So I
right
come
now
with the spirit of unforgiveness. I speak to any unforgiveness on this line, hallelujah, that we let it go, hallelujah, because you said if forgive so that we may be forgiven, hallelujah. I pray for everything that's laying dormant in us, that's hiding in us, hallelujah, that we give you permission, Holy Spirit, to come in and take it out, hallelujah. I pray that you show it to us, hallelujah, that we can go back to the hurt place so that the hurt place can be healed. I decree and declare that we are the healed people that will heal people in this season. Hallelujah. No longer will we bleed on people or operate from a small place because of anything that wants to hinder us and make us small. We renounce you, Satan, in every area of our life where you have kept us small. We serve you. Notice that you are a defeated foe, and that your time is up in our life. Your time is up in marriages. Your time is up in our children. Your time is up on the job. Hallelujah. Your time is up. Hallelujah. You have been served. Notice, hallelujah, that you give us those eyes like an eagle. Hallelujah, that we can see in the spirit. That you give us a keen spirit of discernment in this season. That we identify the enemy from afar. That he can't even come near us or get close to us. So that we won't be deceived by the schemes of the devil any longer. Hallelujah. Not for us, so that we can be the example. Hallelujah. So that we can continue to be the light. Hallelujah. That we light this world up, because darkness cannot comprehend it. I thank you that you don't give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So I speak a sound mind over your people. Hallelujah. That we can identify the enemy, that we can call the enemy out for ourselves, that we can make our house our altar where deliverance can take place. Hallelujah. That we can speak over ourselves and call those things out that's in us. Hallelujah. That you give us the power. You said life and death lies in the power of the tongue. So we speak life over ourselves. Hallelujah. We get to tell what lives, and we get to tell what dies. And anything that's in our life that no longer serves who we are or who we are becoming, we tell it. So long, bye-bye. Hallelujah. So long, bye-bye. We tell it so long, bye-bye. We tell it so long, bye-bye. Hallelujah. We no longer need you. We know we have used you as a crutch to live in survival mode, but I decree and declare that we are no longer surviving, that we are thriving in Jesus. Hallelujah. For your glory, not for us, but for your glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Let your glory be revealed in our life like never before.
Oh, Jesus.
Continue to stir up the gift that's on the inside of us, that it may come forth as pure gold. Hallelujah. And any area that we have fell short, hallelujah. Any area that we have fell short, any area that we have fell short, we just want to repent. Hallelujah. We just want to ask you to forgive us. Hallelujah. We want to continue to focus on the man and the woman in the mirror and continue to ask him or her to change his ways. Nobody has to point out anything that we're going through, but we pray right now that you show us. Hallelujah. And that call those things out and say that they no longer get to live in us, so that we can be better and better and better and better and better and better and better in you, not for us. Hallelujah. That we may be the examples. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Disciples out of men. Hallelujah. So I thank you for giving us this platform, and I thank you for
each and every
one of us, and I thank you for what you are about to do in our life. Hallelujah.
Thank
I thank you for the apostle and
and Evangelist Monroe. I thank you for who you created them to be. I thank you that they are obedient to the call. I thank you, hallelujah, for the assignment that you have placed on their life. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Because
you
know that they won't keep it for themselves, that it's for it to build and edify the kingdom. So I pray that everything that comes against it, hallelujah, that it be scattered seven ways, hallelujah, and that you bring confusion to the enemy. Bring confusion to the enemy. Blind the enemy's eyes, the one that comes to rob us of this word and this prayer that's sent out. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that it is so, that every prayer that has been spoken, hallelujah, we speak over the lives of those who are locked away. Those who feel like they are forgotten about, those who are grieving the loss of loved ones. Hallelujah. You said to pray for the widows, those who feel lonely in situations. I pray that you send comfort, that you send peace, that you send joy. Hallelujah. The joy that only comes from you. You said the joy of Yah is our strength. So I speak strength over us. Hallelujah. And as you strengthen us, we will receive the joy that you already freely give to us. Hallelujah. So help us to be wise to the weapons of the devices of the enemy, so that we no longer come into agreement with the things that no longer serve us, and that we be keen and quick to be obedient to your word, because your word is our roadmap to the world. Hallelujah. And I pray right now over our life that we begin to open our mouth and speak your word and speak the gospel like never before, that we be drawers to the word instead of drivers in this season, that we be the ones to exalt than the one that tears down. Hallelujah. I thank you that we will be the light of the world. Hallelujah, where darkness won't even come near us. I decree and declare that we are being made whole in this season. Hallelujah. And again, we offer us for your glory. Hallelujah. And we careful to give you all the glory. We careful to give you all the honor. I thank you even for my sister's testimony. Hallelujah. I thank you for
thank
the boldness
you.
I thank you that people will overcome as she continues to share and share and share. Hallelujah. And I praise you. I praise you. And I praise you with
thank
her.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
For what you are doing and about to do in her life. I thank you for Brother Latif's children. I thank you for my brother and what you're doing in his life. I thank you for his unborn seed that is saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit, even while it's in the womb. Hallelujah. I thank you that his destiny is covered with the blood, that no evilness or wickedness will overtake or overcome them. Hallelujah.
Right.
I pray
come
right
on.
Now that the children's innocence will be covered. Hallelujah. Children
come
from
on.
The enemy that wants to come, that one that want to rob them. Hallelujah. I pray that you cover our children's ears so that they hear no evil. And you
come
cover
on
their
now.
Eyes
come
so
on.
That they see no evil. I pray that they see desire to not go in the places where sin dwells. Hallelujah. I pray right now that their hands will prosper, and everything that they put their hands to do, that it will prosper in this season, because they're going to do it lined up with the will, with your will for their life. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that we are better and better and better, and we thank you for what you are doing, not just for us. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you're about to do for our neighbors, because we know if our neighbor's life is better, that's going to make our life better. We thank you for what you're about to do for our neighbors and our neighbors' neighbors. We pray for the spiritual wickedness that's in high places. Hallelujah. We pray that it be torn down and that it's considered null and void in this season. Hallelujah. We thank you for giving us the weapons and the armor to fight against the enemy, that we not get weary in well-doing, because if we will reap, if we faint not. So help us to endure to the end. Hallelujah. We thank you for endurance. We thank you for endurance. Thank you for endurance. Hallelujah. Knowing that we can't do nothing without you. So we acknowledge you in all of our ways, and we ask you to direct our path. Hallelujah. On today. Hallelujah. We pray that we bring every bad thing back to the Father, and that we allow that we will no longer get in your way in this season. Help us to stay in our own lane. Hallelujah. Even when it comes to our children, we won't be their saviors. We won't get in the way of whatever you want them to get for their self, no matter what it look like. Help us to get back. Sit down. Shut up. Hallelujah. Not necessarily in that order. Hallelujah. We ask that you just move for us and through us. We don't want to do nothing without you. Hallelujah. We don't want to do nothing without you. We don't want to do nothing without you. We forever give you all the glory. We forever give you all the honor. We forever give you all the praise. Hallelujah. for everything that you are doing and all the things that you are about to do. Hallelujah. We just say thanks, Baba Yah, and Yahshua's mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just wanted to say this. I had a beautiful night tonight, and I thank and praise God for all you guys.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to share this scripture. You know, it just came to mind. And it says, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you,
Lord.
Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." We have so much to look forward going into 2026. Like I said, you always need to be growing and learning something new daily.
Yeah.
So amen. I just want to say Happy New Year's to all you guys. I love you guys.
Love you guys.
Blessings. May you guys have a beautiful day tonight, tomorrow, and going forward. So everybody be blessed and have a good night. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Amen. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, good night, you all.
Good night.
All right, good night.